This program is made possible by BibleWayMedia.org, overseen by the Ooligah Church of Christ in Ooligah, Oklahoma. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for joining our podcast today. My name is Jeremy Northrop, and this is The Christian Counselor. One of the more prevalent plagues in our current culture is addiction, both chemical addiction, which would include substances such as drugs and alcohol, and behavioral addictions. With the onslaught of the internet, pornography has become such an available tool that people have at their disposal on the internet, and thus many have become addicted behaviorally to that. There's other types of behavioral addiction. In 1 Corinthians 9, starting at verse 24, the Bible says, Paul was speaking, 1 Corinthians 9, 24, "Do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may obtain it. And everyone who competes for the prize is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a perishable crown, but we for an imperishable crown. Therefore I run thus, not with uncertainty. Thus I fight, not as one who beats the air, but I discipline my body, and bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself should be disqualified." Hebrews 12, verse 1, the writer had just finished talking about those heroes and heroines of faith in Hebrews 11, and he says, "We are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses, and therefore let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us." Paul said in Philippians 3 at verse 14, "I press toward the goal of the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." And even Paul said, "I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith." These passages and many others indicate to us that the comparison of holy living to running a race is definitely a biblical comparison. The Holy Spirit, through inspiration of men who wrote the Bible, encouraged us to think about how runners run a race. They run in order to receive a prize, and spiritually speaking, we run in order to obtain the ultimate prize of a home in heaven with God. But in order to do that, the passage in 1 Corinthians and the passage in Hebrews 12 teaches us that bodily discipline is biblical. That we discipline our bodies and bring them into subjection. And certainly there are several things that could be talked about. The biblical concept of temperance is certainly one of them. And we can look at growing faith, as they did in so many examples in Hebrews chapter 11. But the idea of addiction is wrong because it has a lack of bodily self-control. First, I would suggest it's a lack of self-control. Temperance is how some Bible translations use it. But we must discipline our bodies, bring them into subjection. And when we're addicted to a chemical or to a behavior, then of course we don't have the subjection of our bodies like what we want. Another biblical principle that's violated in terms of addiction is the principle of stewardship. Matthew 25, we have the parable of the talents. 1 Corinthians 3 says, "Do you not know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you?" And these passages and others teach us the necessity of temperance or self-control. And self-control and self-preservation are violated when we are addicted, whether it be to a substance or to a behavior. We'll look at how to treat addiction in the future, but for now we set the stage that addiction becomes wrong because it violates self-preservation and violates self-control. My name is Jeremy Northrop, and this is The Christian Counselor.
Thank you for listening today. We hope you enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Bible Wave Media by visiting us at BibleWaveMedia.org. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We thank you for listening.